This is VOA News. We have a remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Hackers have broken into U.S. federal agency networks, according to government officials on Sunday. The Treasury Department and Commerce Department were both breached. Now, U.S. officials are trying to determine how big this cyber attack is and how the problem can be fixed. The FBI and Homeland Security Department are both investigating. The hacks were revealed just days after a major cybersecurity firm disclosed that foreign government hackers had broken into its network and stolen the company's own hacking tools. Many experts suspect Russia is responsible for the attacks. Supercooled shipments of a newly approved coronavirus vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer manufacturing facility at Kalamazoo, Michigan on Sunday for rapid air freight distribution to regional hubs across the United States. Inoculations against the virus that causes the deadly COVID-19 disease will begin very expeditiously, hopefully Monday, according to Stephen Hahn, the commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. He spoke to CNN on Sunday. More than 184,000 vials were on the first trucks leaving the Pfizer vaccine production facility. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities will be the first in line to receive the initial 2.9 million doses at a time when the number of cases in the United States is surging. Senior government officials, including some White House staff, will also have access to the first round of vaccines and may be inoculated as early as this week. Italy has surpassed Britain to become the nation in Europe with the highest death toll from the coronavirus. Italy is also where the continent's pandemic began. Sunday, the nation registered 484 COVID-19 deaths in one day. From